Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard here, and on this episode of Connection Point, speaking with Mark Wirtala, Principal Product Manager for EMC's Backup and Recovery Systems Division. Mark has spent more than 30 years in the storage industry, six of those working with EMC customers worldwide. He is the release manager for the latest version of EMC Networker Backup and Recovery Software. He is here to talk about Networker 8 and how it protects critical data. And Mark, I appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, one of the backup-related challenges that I hear from organizations these days as I'm out there talking to them is the actual fact that there's a whole lot of data protection products and tools, a lot to wade through. Let's start here with Networker 8. Where does it really fit into that whole ecosystem?
Well, the elevator statement that I use, James, is centralized management and recovery. When I talk to my customers, and I ask them about what tools they're using to protect their data in various places, it's common to find that they're using at least three or four different types of tools and technologies to protect their data. And they could be using individual tools for virtualization, for storage replication, for protecting proprietary file systems. And it's a proliferation of tools that requires an administrator to have unique skills in each one of these areas, and it's multiple management points, it's multiple reporting points as well. So where Networker fits in is it consolidates all of these different protection requirements into one place. It allows a data protection administrator to work with one interface, the Networker Management Console, and provide reporting through one interface. And it's a concept of managing fewer, not more, which every customer wants to achieve but still struggles to achieve it. And Networker helps them achieve that goal.
Let's do this. I mentioned in our introduction here that data protection, concern for all organizations, right? If we have data, we need to protect it. Question, though, about Networker, is it something that is just aimed at the big guys, the enterprise needs? Can the smaller, medium-sized businesses work with Networker as well and then grow with it?
The answer is absolutely. Clearly, the enterprise-class customer represented by multinational global organizations have the brand appeal that everybody recognizes, and it's an easy testimonial for the use of a particular product. But the mid-market space has actually been where we've seen the most growth in data protection for several years now. We position Networker 8 as being scalable for the biggest of the big, and we said in our announcement material that Networker's scalability is increased by three times at least. But the mid-market has a different set of scalability needs. Where enterprise wants to be able to customize and distribute data protection through a very large environment, in the mid-market, it's a different scalability challenge. It's one of simplicity, working with fewer components, working with fewer interfaces. And Networker for many years has satisfied the need in the mid-market space as well. And typically, the things that Networker scales down to for a mid-market type of customer is being able to satisfy all their backup needs on a single, I'll call it element, or a single server. It allows them to put the management interface, the Networker management, the processing I/O, all through a single element, as opposed to having to disperse it throughout a large environment. Networker fits perfectly into a virtualized environment. Many of our mid-market customers are well on the way to adopting virtualization technologies, and a natural fit is to put their data protection in a virtual environment as well, and Networker works fine with that. So it simplifies the placement and, I'll call it, the cost for a mid-market customer. And with Networker 8, we introduced a new feature called Client Direct that allows a mid-market user to simply say, here's what I want to protect, here's what I want to protect it to, make that connection, and take out all of the unnecessary overhead that is valued in an enterprise environment, but not so valued in a mid-market, and make it a simple connection over the network, and at the same time accelerate their backups.
I'm going to shock the listeners right here, Mark, by saying that data, it's going to continue to grow. And that's going to stay as a challenge. All of our listeners know it's been probably for some of them doubling every year, maybe even less than yearly, just doubling and lots of data growth out there. Huge challenge. My question to you, what do EMC bring to the table to really address the impact of data growth on backup and recovery?
There's a couple of things, and you remind me that, you know, when I first got into this business, we talked in terms of megabytes, and here we are in 2012 throwing terabytes around like there. It's it's pennies. In the conversation of growth, certainly scalability is one of those things. And Networker works with customers to add network bandwidth, add bandwidth to their backup, accelerate the backup with some of the cool features that we've introduced recently and very recently in Networker 8. But one of the things that's become a standard for data protection is deduplication. Being able to deduplicate data before it goes over the wire, before it consumes network bandwidth, before it starts consuming storage space, is ultimately required in the present day. What we've done with Networker and Data Domain, one of our partner products here in EMC, is created a solution of software and hardware that together the value of that solution exceeds the sum of the individual components. And we take the Data Domain software, it's called DD Boost, and we distribute it throughout the Networker environment through the media servers, through our application servers, and now most recently on clients themselves. So this has the benefit of reducing the amount of data that's going to be, frankly, backed up before it ever leaves the host system. And it helps customers manage the utilization of their networks. It helps them manage the growth of backup devices by only sending the necessary changes to the target system. So, you know, now we're in a place where we've got Networker Data Domain tightly entwined. We have Boost distributed throughout Networker, and this allows customers to optimize their available network bandwidth. It actually makes it easier to manage both the hardware device, the backup device, and the backup system through a single pane of glass. This goes through reporting, configuration, startup. And we build features on top of this integration, and clone-controlled replication is the one that appeals universally to all of our customers because it helps in providing disaster recovery and accelerates time to recovery in the event of a test or even a disaster. So, you know, just at the to wrap that, you know, part of a thought up is we find more and more now, James, that the Networker Data Domain solution becomes compelling for not just existing Networker customers, but also for those customers that are using Data Domain with other backup software. And it allows us to take and increase the protection, the reduced costs, accelerate backups for all across our customer base, regardless of which EMC product they're using. And certainly, we feel that this provides value for those prospects that aren't using EMC technology and want to find a good way into increasing their ability to protect their environment with minimal cost and, you know, without having to change out their entire architecture.
Let's, Mark, take a moment here as we look to wrap down. Talking about the backup admin out there, that role, I would argue, has seen a lot of change over the last several years. You can confirm or deny that from your vantage point. The idea, though, is with that change in the admin's role, what have you heard as feedback from folks about Networker and how it helps them be more productive, helps them get through their day-to-day work easier, faster, more productively?
Yeah, when I do discussions and meetings with customers, I'm always looking for the backup admin in the room, because I know what that guy's or that woman's life is like, and it's tough. They've been asked to do more with less. In many cases, they're not just the backup admin. They might be the virtualization admin or the storage admin at the same time. So, you know, what's key to the backup administrator in the present day is you got to make it simple. You've got to help me with automation. You got to make things intuitive. They can't afford to invest the time to become a backup scientist any longer. They have to get competent almost immediately and be able to automate certain processes so that they have a life at the end of the day to go home to. So what they're telling us, EMC, about Networker is in the last several years, the introduction of wizard-driven processes into Networker Management Console is increasingly finding favor, because using wizards helps guide an administrator through a process. It leads them intuitively through whether it's a configuration, creating a new policy, or in the current release of Networker, allowing them to bring up protection for a SQL server, an Exchange server, a SharePoint farm, you know, the critical business applications now, and not just enterprises, but certainly in mid-market as well. So now Networker's got, you know, the command line interface for the backup scientist. We have an easy-to-use GUI that, frankly, shows the administrator all the power of the CLI, but wizards make it simple, and our backup administrators absolutely love that. We automate some key processes. Bare metal recovery is a key one. It's a very complex process, but Networker automates the process of recovering a server, standing it up, and then handing it over to the backup administrator to continue to recover the data itself. So there's multiple little tools that we've introduced in the recent releases, and Networker 8 in particular, we give the administrator now the power to make a simple change but apply it across multiple resources. And usually I can find that backup administrator in the room, mention this particular feature, and I get a very big smile, because they know, you know, what that means to them, and I've just acknowledged it.
Hey, Mark, really do appreciate the time today, the insights into Networker 8, and we'll definitely talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much, James.
And folks, if you are interested in learning more about EMC backup and recovery solutions, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. They offer a full range of products and services to help you select and deploy the right systems and solutions for your organization. You can contact your account manager today to learn how you can get started. You can also learn more at pcconnection.com, or you can call 1-800-800-0014. If you want to send us an email, it is connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that's going to conclude this installment of Connection Point.